Makis, per Gimel Mishnah Ches. Hoy mitamel amesim kol ayoyim, en echayev ala achas. If he was busy being mitamel amesim kol ayoyim, one of the surim of Nozir, is that he's not allowed to be mitamel ames. And he only got one hasro, so he's chayev one, which is really a continuation of the Mishnah before. Omru loy. Al tetame, v'hoyim mitame, chayev al kol achas v'achas. This is the same thing. The pshat could be al tetoche de dibur, or the pshat could be because each one is a separate mice as opposed to all of them being one mice. There's an extra chiddush over here on this din, because before by the wine, you could hear that if he gets asor, it's a separate mice shtir. Each one is a mice shtir kishal atzme when defined as such. Over here, the iser is not a shear of one dead body. The iser is for him to be mechal his nazirus by becoming tame. So as soon as he touched the first mace, he's already tame. Once he's already Tomei, that's it. You can't become more Tomei than Tomei. So the Chiddush is, that's not true. By Nozir, it's not just about becoming Tomei. After he's Tomei, and the Nazirus is Mischal. And by the way, he has to start Nazirus over again. So Nazirus, this round of Nazirus is Mischal. Afil hochid aloch is a hotnoch adin Nazirus. He has on him a din Nazirus. He can't be mitame. Each one is a separate Maisa. There's even Lamashal Ledugma, Ashita, Legabe Okoyin, that Bizman Hazeh, there's no issue for Kehanim to be Metame, because all Kehanim are Tame, assumed Tame. Means there's a Shit in Rishem, I think it's a Yeshem in the Ravid, that the issue is becoming Tame. Once he's Tame, he's already Tame. The Mishnah continues, Hayim Megalech Kol Ayoyim. Again, we're talking about a Nozir over here. The other issue that he has besides Feshtis Yam Tumas Meis is Giluach, he has to not cut his hair. Hayim Megalech Kol Ayoyim, Menechai Velachas. No, I have one. Omer lo al tegalech, al tegalech, v'u megalech, chayv kol achas v'achas. The sound that the Mishnah brings the case that's less b'chudish dik, l'chay de giluach, each one taka is a separate ma'isa. We'll evidence that by the fact that if a nozer snips a hair off his head, he doesn't become a nozer. It's only if he would shave his head totally, then while he's completely shorn, can't be included in the nazirus, we learn from the Maseches Nozer. But the cutting of his hair doesn't make him a nozer megulach and it's mechal than his ears. So l'chari, each snipping of another hair is a mais geluch. So why shouldn't this be true? It would make more sense for the Mishnah to say first the case that's less mechudish, which is the case of geluch, and then say the case of metam l'meisim, like a loizu avsu. Why the Mishnah says otherwise is a good question. In fact, the Mishnah in Nozir is also the same cases are also brought. And over there, Taka, it's written the way we just said it. The case of Giluach is before the case of Tumas Meis. It's also the way it is in the Loshna Pasuk. So why the Mishnah over here switches that around is a good question. Hoyalovush beklaim kol hayoim. He was wearing shatnez. Klaim over here. Klaim means a mixture. Forbidden mixture. Could be klai behemo, klai begodim, klai hakerem. And even Basav Chalav is a form of klayim, really. Here we're talking about klay begodim, namely shatnez. The Torah leisilbash klayim. The Torah calls, gives it a new name, shatnez, which we learn out exactly how they have to be woven together. That's the lashon that's given in Pashas Kiseitze. So over here he's wearing a coat that has tzemer upishtim yachdov, kol hayoim. They gave him one hasro, enichay v'lachas. Omru loy al tilbash, v'upashit v'loivish. And he takes it off, and he puts it on. Chayav kol achas v'achas. If he got one hasra at the beginning of the day, and he goes in, and he goes out, and he takes the coat on and off, even though each one's a separate maisa, he puts it on separately, he's chayav only once. But over here, since he got separate hasra, he's chayav. Now, we could ask ourselves, why does he have to take off the beged? L'chor, the wearing of the beged is in and of itself the issa. Does he have to take off the beged and put it on? So take a look at the Rav. And the Rav says, the Pashav Levish, in order to be Chayiv, a separate Malkus, on a separate Levishas Shatnez, he doesn't have to be Pashav Legam, he doesn't have to take the coat totally off. Kiva Shahitzi Roishoiv, the beged that goes over his head, Vichziro Echayiv, the talus that goes over his head, he pulls it off his head, and he puts it back on. He doesn't have to take it totally off. And then the Rav is Moisiv another Nekuda. Ubi Gemara Ka'oma, the any Pashav Mamish, he doesn't have to take it off at all. El shesho ben hasro la asro kde lifshet velulbosh, have a kepeshet v'choyze v'loivish v'chayv al kol asro asro. So the maskana is that the wearing of shatnas itself can be construed as a separate ma'aseh. You don't need to be oivir by putting it on. Levisha doesn't mean it has to be put on actively. Wearing shatnas is the iser, as long as he waits enough time to make it into a separate ma'aseh. The same way by achilas, you have techdei dibur, and you have kedei achilas pras. So you'll have over here also a share in what's called one ma'aseh levisha. If or you can make it into two ma'aseh levisha ide hasro, if they're separated with enough time to be poshit the levish. Chayr frekta chashal if a person's wearing shatnas alav shem b'ma'aseh. It's only yesh b'ma'aseh by putting it on. Vaisto it's not. The wearing is the ma'aseh. That's the chiddush over here in this din. Others understand that that way. Avad the levisha is the lav, but since over here al yidei the shahir by not taking it off, the wearing is the lav when it was accompanied by a ma'aseh of putting it on. And he has a tenai. Not the etzem aver is not the putting it on. The etzem aver is the wearing it. But it has to be a wearing that's done al yidei ma'aseh. Genug, enough, the ma'aseh that was originally done to put it on, that the wearing of it now, even in a passive state, is considered with a ma'aseh mitzad the original levisha. It's a chiddush. About Zoy state in Rishonim, the Mepharshim bring that over here. Take a look at the Tosis Yomtiv. Mishnah test. Yesh Chosh Telemechad V'chayav Alav Mishum Shmoy Alav. This is a certain format of a Mishnah you have in several places in Shas, where the Mishnah puts together a bunch of things in one Maisa in order to create a certain Cheshbon, this Chidushim in this type of Mishnah. Here's a person who plowed one row and is chayv in that one ma'isa by an interesting combination of factors on Shmoyna Lavin. One is that he does the charisha not just with a shor or a chamor, but with a shor and a chamor together. There's a Lavin, the Terah Pashat Kiseitze, Lesachrush, B'shor v'chamor yachtov. That's Klai Behema. Klai Behema is either mating them together or plowing with them together. The Hain, here's the second Lav, Mukdoshim. The shor is mugdish. We're going to make this into two lavim. The shor is mugdish. The shor is royal mizbeach. When a person is magdish a behemah, that's a behemah tmimo, which means it doesn't have movement, and it's the type of behemah that could be hokrav. You can't be makriv that just to be the property of hekdish. It becomes automatically a korban. So he was magdish his shor v'chamor prior to the charisha. The shor becomes a korban. It's a royal lekorbanus. Beis HaMikdash will use it for karbonis of a shor. The shor is his over on doing avodah with kodshei mizbeach. Chamor, obviously it can't be magdash with kodshei mizbeach. There's no korban that can be brought with a chamor, but it becomes the property of Magdash. Kodshei, bedek habayis, using one for mundane purposes, for one's own purposes, is mi'ilo. So we have over here mi'ilo and the isur avodah be kedushas karbonis. Rishonim over here asked the obvious question, why not say that he was just magdish the shor, and kodshei mizbeach could have the issur of avodah b'kodshei mizbeach and the issur mi'ilah. There's no mi'ilah on kodshei mizbeach. Rishonim answered that there's one type of korban which doesn't have mi'ilah, and that's a bechor. A bechor is momen kohen. It has kedusha to become a korban, but it's completely the momen of the kohen. Mi'ilah is like a gezel, that's where Chaim says in Tzeif, is like a gezel from that which is miyuchad la'agdish. Bechor belongs to the kohen. It belongs to the kohen. It has kedusha. He brings it as a carbon. So mele, you could violate the din that you can't be do avoida. You can't do charisha with a some that has kedusha's mizbech, but there's no me'ilanit, and therefore you have to bring in the chamor. This is what the mefarshim say. The next issue over here is beklayim bekerem. He did the charisha on Klai HaKerem, is a field that has in it chitim and gefen. The Rav brings down that the Isser over here, well, what's the Isser? Charisha is not planting the seeds. Charisha is covering, putting dirt from one place to another. So the way the Rav explains it is that the covering of the seeds is Klai HaKerem. Covering over the klayim is also loike, even without the planting. So that's your fourth lav. The Rav brings down that the Rambam has klay hakerem. Together with that, he has also klay zeroim. Klai Zroim is an Isser of planting any two seeds together. There's a whole Asik over here, the where the Rambam Tosfos over here, Dav Chof Aleph, where he gets it from, is that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Beklayim Bikerem. The way we said it, that's Klai Akerem, is he's covering over Chitim together with Geffen. It should say Klai Hakerem, not Klayim Bikerem. So Klayim means there's an Isser in a Kerem. There's an Isser Noisef, Klai Zroim. How Klai Zroim works is not so poshut. It's a machlekes in a few different places. And the Mefarshim bring it down over here. Some Rishonim, the Maskon is that Klai Zroim is only midrabbonon. It could very well be that the first Shita over here, the Rav, is going with that. Is Klai Zroim is only midrabbonon. Therefore, the Malkus over here, he'll only be able to count Klai Akem, not Klai Zroim. The Rambam clearly holds not that way. Another issue with the plowing is that the ground can't be plowed by Shvius, so with Shemitah. The Yom Tiv, it was done on Yom Tiv. The reason why he wouldn't call it Shabbos, because Shabbos is not Chayv Elavim, it's Skila. And then he would get Skila and he wouldn't get all the other Malkusin. We're trying to find a guy who for Hasra and all these things with one Maisa could get 8 Malkusin. So he has 3 of the Chayr Shor V'chamor V'hem U'kdashim. Klai and Bekerem will count as the 4th, according to the Rambam. We counted 2 in Klai and Bekerem, so you'll take out 1 Chayr Shor V'chamor and you'll say Hein Mukdashin is only going on the Shor. That variation is born in the Mefarsh Moshe, so we have 4. Shvius is 5, Yom Tov is 6. Koyin v'nozer bebeis hatumah. We're talking about that the mokim that you were doing this whole series of averis was in a beis hakvorois, and it was a koyin and a nozer. Both of them are not allowed to be mitame. Chananya ben chachinai oimer afalovish klaim. You want, you can put in a 9th. The fellow who's doing, Farmer Jones, who's doing the averis over here, is also wearing klaim. Omruloi, so the Chacham said in the Pashta Dinah. The reason why it's Makubal to say this Mishnah with 8, not with 9, is Ene Hashem is not Shaykh Lecher to the Etzim Charisha. So what he's wearing is not part of the Charisha. We're talking about 8 Lavan of Charisha. Omalahem, Rab Chananya ben Chachinoi says back to them, aha, Afle Nozer Hu Hashem. The Nozer is not also for plowing in a field. Chher doesn't only mean the Nozer, it means the Kohen as well. They're not chayv for plowing, they're plowing chayv for being there. So what does that have to do with the Charisha? So what you have to say is the way the Rav says it is, it sounds like machlokes in semantics, is that they hold that the being there is a necessary predicate for plowing, even though theoretically you could push from a stick from far away and you could plow like that, but the being there, the working, is when you're on site. What you're wearing has nothing to do with the Etzem Maaseh, and that's why they would be machalik. What type of machlokes that is a good question. Mefarshim have one time over here. What happened to Lo Yachol Dvoroi? A person's over on a neder, he's over on Lo Yachol Dvoroi. L'chayra, it would be shaykh to say that there's Lo Yachol Dvoroi when a person's over on Nazirus. A Nazir is also a neder. There's also Baal Ta'achev, a person pushed off the Kim on Nazirus. So these are shaylos that come up in Maseches Nedorim, why they're not mentioned over here. There's other shaylos, there's like a ton of Ashir over here. They bring one case. Is what happens if the Charisha was in a Nachal Eson, a place that was left over, and it's not allowed to be plowed in by a Egla Rufa. So you have a lav, Asher Le'ovid by Veloy Zorea, so plowing, planting over there would be a lav. A ton of a shir.